Interior Secretary Ken Salazar pushed today for new laws that would encourage energy companies to develop oil leases more quickly, and yet at the same time put in place more safety and environmental protections in the drilling process. The secretary called on the Senate Energy Committee to shorten the amount of time companies have to start drilling on public lands, which is now a decade. He also wants to charge fees on companies sitting on leases and not producing. Salazar says 41 million acres are leased for oil and gas, but only 12 million acres are currently in development.
In our view, if we were able to shorten the lease term from 10 years to a lesser amount of time, some of this area that is just being held out there that is leased, there would be a greater incentive from the companies to know that they'd have to move forward and do exploration and development.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, the top Republican on the Energy Committee, asked the secretary if companies should get more time in Alaska, where some, like Shell, have been waiting years for permits to come through.
Indeed. You know, I think Alaska, as you and I have often spoken, Senator Murkowski, is a world unto itself, and we need to recognize that the realities, whether it's in the Arctic, offshore, or on the onshore, are realities that require us not to impose, if you will, some of the same requirements that we might say if we're talking about the onshore in the state of New Mexico.
Salazar came out against a bill that passed the U.S. House last week, which says if the Obama administration doesn't decide whether to approve an offshore drilling application in 30 days, it's automatically green-lighted. Salazar says that's not enough time, and he wants 90 days with the option to expand to twice that if there are lingering questions.